All right, everybody. I guess I'll start. This is GIF. You probably don't recognize me if you're listening to Dark Rum right now. That's because I host the Chungus Cast, which is also on the Rum Runners Podcast Network. We do all sorts of similar things like ghost hunting, which you'll hear about today, you know, discussions of cryptids and whatnot. So, yeah.
I actually think it's funnier that you introduced yourself first. Yeah.
I was so lost.
Welcome back to another episode of the Dark Rum Podcast. I'm Kyle. Jared's here because everybody else died.
Because we needed another person here.
Yeah. Everybody just be real, real nice. The reason Jared's here is because the other two are missing now. I haven't seen them in weeks, and he still won't let me out of the basement.
Hey, don't ask questions.
I'm sorry. Anyway, we got GIF here today. We're going to talk about a super cool thing you did recently, right?
Yeah, no, definitely
you
cool.
You went ghost hunting at a lunatic asylum.
I can't wait to hear about this. We've been wanting to legitimately
This is one I don't know
hunting.
That much about.
Okay, actually. So you haven't listened to the episode with Andrew
I listened
yet.
To the... I watched the YouTube okay. video when you first had it.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, we basically so, like, just kind of go over that in pretty detail, but... Yeah, so West Virginia has this place called Weston, West Virginia, and in Weston, they have a very used to be very famous, but now it's just basically a tourist attraction called Weston State Hospital.
Which we have something similar here. We have the Pennhurst Asylum, which is now it's a Halloween attraction.
So. Gotcha.
Yeah,
they try and make it more historical, but them. Basically, the tour guides that we were with for the ghost tours are like kind of trying to fight that with the owners and try and keep it like parts of the
Spooky?
Building are are like old and in disrepair, and the okay. tour guides are trying to keep it that way. And then like it seems like the
don't
owners
fix it.
The owners are trying to make it look like it used to look before it was abandoned. And so, like, there's, like, this tension between the two.
You have, like, a conflicting
groups.
Sides. You have, like, let's make it historical. And then it's, like, let's keep it spooky.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Here's the thing. These kind of asylums were terrifying. It doesn't really... If you make them nice and then you know what they've done there, it's worse.
No, that's what I'm about to talk about is, like... The parts that honestly creeped me out the most were when me and Andrew walked around the finished parts of the asylum, which are basically just the main foyer of all four floors. They've like redone them and put a bunch of furniture and like pictures in them, and they're creepy as hell. Like they're
way more
creepy because you go in there and there's no light and there's like all these way more shadows because the light's like hitting like the chairs and like there's like a mannequin and stuff. The other
almost unnecessarily creepy to have mannequins. In
I
there.
Wasn't even thinking it'd be creepy that way. I would just think it'd be creepy knowing like that's what people saw when they came in there and then didn't leave.
Right. But like the other places, like they were. Creepy, but like it's just a big open hallway, so you don't like the only time you see things are as if they're not supposed to be there. Basically, you don't like there's not like weird shadows like from like lamps and stuff.
No, yeah, because it already looks all like weird and messed up. I always found going to abandoned things to be boring. When I was younger, there were several that I may or may not have pried some nails out of doors to get into.
Once again, if you leave that part out, I don't think you have to worry about the legal ramifications.
I said may or may not have. Who knows? And that house may have been near a haunted road called
allegedly.
Shades of Death Road, maybe, possibly. I don't know.
All these things are alleged.
All I know is that when I went inside, I found out why the rumor was true, because if you went into this haunted house, you were supposed to die. And then we went in there, and the second floor was on the first floor, and we're like, that's probably why. Don't go upstairs.
But yeah, no, I mean, it was an experience. Definitely ask me all the questions you have about it. But basically, we basically just toured. It was honestly like an endurance test more than a ghost hunt. Because
really?
How long was it?
It started at 8:30 and went till 5 a.m. And,
oh, damn.
And the building has no heat or anything. And it was like February. And in the mountains.
Geez.
So it started to get really fucking cold.
Okay, so we're ignorant up here because it's Pennsylvania and our weather is it's a joke. I thought the moment
the
you
weather.
Got to semi-southern areas, it was just hot all the time.
I wouldn't call West Virginia southern, though. Especially not in February. Like, I mean, it doesn't get super cold in Virginia, but...
I was going to say, how cold was it the night that you were doing
everything
this?
Below Delaware?
I think it got below 28, I think, was around how cold
that's
it got.
Cold. That's cold. That's pretty cold. That's cold.
And it would have been not as bad, but we were underdressed for it for sure. Because we were like, oh, we're going to be inside. So
They didn't like prep you beforehand, like wear a coat?
They did, but I still was like, oh, like I don't need like a insulation. Really thick coat. I can just wear like
I'm going to be moving around. There's not going to be wind. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I think I wore like gloves, which were definitely killer. I wore like these tennis shoes for running. And they have like they're like pretty.
You were planning on being chased, not like walking for a long time.
Listen, ghosts make things colder on top of it. You should.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
You should have been wearing a North Face.
That's one of.
Do you have any?
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, do you have any of the history of the building?
So yeah, let me look up when it was started, but it ended around 1990. Like it was.
Well, I know when it was made because I brought up some history about it. The construction started in the 1850s, and the thing that I thought was funny is it was started by Doctors Thomas Story Kirkberdy, and apparently he's the man who founded the American Psychiatric Association.
Oh, yeah.
And then while most of these asylums have been known for horrible, horrible things, including this one, apparently while he was in charge of it, it was on the nicer spectrum of them.
Interesting.
Which is, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, it didn't seem like they really mistreated the patients, except for the bad things were, like, severe overcrowding, which is, like, honestly, like, you can't really help that. Like,
it was, like, built for, like, 250 people, right? And then they had
thousands.
Well, that's negligence at that point. If you quadrupled what you built the building for.
That's why most of these got shut down in the 80s and 90s.
But then the other bad thing was, like, the full frontal lobotomies that were performed there by Dr. Walter Freeman, who is, like, the leading American doctor in full frontal lobotomies. But honestly...
Wait, that was here? Because I know of him. He's, like, a monster.
He's crazy.
They definitely treated these people bad. That man did torturous experiments on people.
Right. Yeah.
Jeez.
But that's the only bad thing. There wasn't, like, other bad things.
That's a pretty bad thing.
The only bad thing was there was a lot of them, and there's a mad scientist there just doing things to brains.
There was a mad scientist, and where there was supposed to be one person, there was 4.5 people.
Other than that, 6,000 count Egyptian cotton sheets.
They also taught the guide we had speculated about how there's, like, this one room for like post surgery, post lobotomy surgery, and it was like on the other side of the building. And he's like, "I'm the only one who's put this together." That wasn't for post surgery patients. That was for patients where he messed up and they were about to like basically die slowly.
Hide the bodies.
So it, like that's why it was so far. And I was like, "That's not that big of a revelation." Like we all kind of put that together.
I feel like that's not. I've been in here for 15 minutes and I figured out the same thing that you did and you weren't here.
Is this one of the? This isn't one of the ones that have the underground tunnels for shoveling dead bodies around so nobody sees, right?
No, I don't think they.
Those are more like the TB kind of.
Yeah, probably. There was one other thing that I forgot. Oh yeah, if you ever seen the movie The One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest,
I love that movie.
Yeah, really? You love it?
Yeah, I love that movie. I think that the acting in that movie is incredible.
I mean, it is, but like that's not a movie that I would put. I don't know. That's not like a movie I would like. Oh man, I can't wait to sit down and watch this. It's like,
oh yeah, no, you have to be in a particular mood to watch that movie.
But like that's kind of how I pictured everything that went on in the asylum. Is like the stuff that went on in that movie is probably pretty similar. Just electroshock therapy and lobotomies and stuff.
And the things that you can get lobotomized for.
Oh, yeah. That's like the just other being, thing.
Just being a Kennedy and being a little rambunctious.
I was going to say, depending on the time, I mean, it's like, wasn't it like super common for women to be lobotomized for
apparently
a
reason?
Yeah, because they talk back to their husband.
Or women like even volunteered to do it to be like better housewives.
That's some Stepford shit.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it lasted so long.
I don't know how long it was immediately noticeable
that didn't work.
Yeah.
Like, no. It'll work if I scramble a different... I'm going to try a different...
I think it did work in terms of, like, it turned them into, Like, they were alive and, like, they could function, but they just didn't have...
Some people were left in, like, catatonic states.
Some people got fucked, yeah. But, like,
they died.
The ones that it worked for, like, just became, like robots, basically.
I thought it did, like, the same kind of damage that they find in most serial killers, because it's damaging the frontal
lobe. I'm sure it did, yeah. So they didn't have any sort of separate... Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they could have just given these people a large sum of money that does the same thing. It's been tested, and they actually prove that the damage that happens to serial killer brains, if you receive an exorbitant amount of money, you get that same kind of effect.
Same as getting hit in the face with a hammer?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
No, you don't get like the whole, like, someone hit me in the face with a hammer. You just get the whole, like, disassociation with empathy and things like that.
I won the lottery, and that's equivalent to being in a coma for 3 days.
Oh, it's why you say things like, you know, like, oh, why don't poor people just, like, buy more food? Even if you were poor at one point in your life, well, you come into a lot of money.
Buy
happens.
The houses we built them.
Exactly.
So, did anything spooky happen while you were there?
That's what I want to know.
That's really actually.
So I'm gonna.
I wanted some history, but
I'll go
like,
through the rapid ghosts. Fire things that I personally experienced, and then we can talk about other things that people around me said they had experienced. At one point, we heard two loud screams.
Male or female?
Female, particular, not like scared screams, like more like like crazy, I'm a crazy person, screams.
Oh, just like getting out, like just like just screaming into the void kind of screams?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a possibility there was paid actors hiding around the building?
No. Okay. I mean, obviously there's a possibility. I don't think it was probable, though. It's just like they weren't. I'll tell you the ways that the guide himself actually tried to influence us and make us think that scary things are happening. But that was not one of them.
Almost like power of suggestion kind of thing.
Even worse than that. Like he did some.
Like he was like, look at the spooky thing over there. Oh, it's gone.
No, I'm serious. He did do that multiple times.
Did everybody see that? Nobody saw that? I saw that. It happened. Oh, y'all crazy. Saw a ghost.
I saw the devil just now.
So the disembodied screams happened in the violent women ward. So that's why, like, I kind of think it's possible. And they didn't even sound like they were in the same hallway. It sounded like they were muffled a little bit, like they were on a different floor. But it's hard to explain, but, like, there were other groups, but it would be very strange for another group to be screaming like that. It just was not, like, anything anybody did. It wasn't, like, how people conducted themselves. So that's the only possibility. Like, it's either a ghost or it was another group somewhere screaming, but I can't figure out any reason why they would do that. It just doesn't – it seems out of character for them to be doing
that. So that actually leads to an interesting question. These are done in multiple groups at a time?
Yeah, so there's we were split into four groups. There were like probably like 35, maybe 40 of us, and we got split into groups of like 10.
And I was actually just about to ask, I'm like, how big were the groups? But so 10 people per
about
each 10. Group.
And then we went to there are four floors, so each group went to a floor for like 2 hours, and then we came back and we went to a different floor for 2 hours. And yeah, that's basic. Oh, every hour there would be a guided tour for about an hour, and then there'd be an hour of just go off, do whatever you want, get some recordings if you want.
It's like open recess.
Yeah, exactly.
Go find a ghost. All right, cool. Yeah. Ghost Easter egg.
I was actually just about to ask, like, were you able to bring like your own equipment to like if you had like EMF or things like that?
You can bring anything basically. I'll talk about. There's this one couple in my group who is. I don't know how to describe them, but they were, I don't want to say on the spectrum, but like they were more than just weird. They were like had the weird,
extra weird,
extra weird,
weird with spice.
And they basically brought like they basically pretend or acted as though they were freelance investigator, paranormal investigators, and had like infrared cameras, this thing called a Boo Bear, which is like a teddy bear with like electronic equipment in it. So if it senses a change in temperature, it goes like, oh, I'm cold and stuff like that.
Well, that's creepy.
Yeah.
We've got the camera. We actually have one of those.
We did invest in some ghost hunting stuff because we were planning on doing that. And at some point, hopefully we will, because it sounds fun.
I was on a ghost hunt one time where someone had an EMF reader. And like, we're in a cemetery that's right next to a highway. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure the highway has something to do with this.
But a creepy talking bear was not present.
No, that might have made it better. I'm dead. Be like, oh, shit, why is it saying that?
Be like, that's not even one of the programmed responses.
They also had this thing, I forget what it was called, it's some sort of box, and it would, like, just generate random words.
Spirit box.
Yeah, that's it.
I actually have heard about that, yeah.
Those are loud and annoying.
Yeah, they basically did, and they were super loud and annoying with their equipment the whole tour, so to the point where it, like, disrupted the tour and stuff. They were either completely deluded or they were just pretending because they were like full of themselves that the wife was like a psychic medium. And okay. So one of the ghost occurrences, we were on the third floor and we walk in to the like violent male wing, I guess. Mm-hmm. And the guy just goes, "Oh, shit." And we're like, "What?" And he's like, "Do you guys feel that? Do you feel that, like, static?" And we're like, "No." And then he's like, "Just everybody just stay calm. This place is usually not active at all, but for some reason tonight it just is." And then he's like, "It's been a while, Doc." And then he just starts walking down the hallway, rattling, like, his keys and stuff.
He had a monologue and, like, a scene planned.
That's amazing.
I mean, I feel like that kind of would, like, that would take me out of it, but also at the same point, it would put me into something new. Oh, it's a show.
Ghost hunting investigative couples always immediately turn me off to ghost stories. Like, whenever anybody's like, "Oh, Ed and Lorraine Warren were there," I'm like, "Oh, this is fake. It's not even a real ghost story."
But I don't know. It was like semi-believable that he was either like making it up or he was like, he actually was like, because this guy, I'll talk about it later, he definitely believed partly, but he was also doing stuff that was he was clearly faking. But I think he also hinted that it was clearly fake. So I don't really know. But anyway, for this one, he was like pretended that he was interacting with this guy named Doc, or he really was. I couldn't tell. Who was not a doctor, but was a patient who pretended to be a doctor.
There's always got to be at least one of those.
Yeah. And then as he's like doing this, he's like, "Did you guys hear that?" And like one of the, couples in our group was like, "Yeah, we actually did hear that. It was down the hallway." And he's like, "Holy shit. So it wasn't just me." And they're like, "No, we heard that. That was down the hallway." So he went to like go look at it. And as he's doing it, the annoying couple starts going like, "Oh, he's trying to speak through me. He's trying to speak through me." And then, like the husband's like, "My wife would like to channel. My wife would like to channel." And then she was like talking quiet enough that it sounded like she didn't want us to hear, but loud enough so that we did hear. She's like, "No, people don't believe in that. People don't believe that I can do this." And he's like, "You can do it, honey. They believe in you." And the whole time I'm like cringing so hard, and I'm like, I just want to watch see this Doc guy. I don't want to hear you pretend to channel some ghost story.
It's like interactive theater at that point.
I would have been the worst because I would have been like, "No, we don't."
At that point, that's when we would have just walked away. We'd have been like, "Yeah, okay, fine.
I'm going to go see what's over in that corner."
So that was an annoying part. Oh, also, these people pretend to be paranormal investigators, but throughout the whole time, like, there would be scenes where we had – or parts where we had to, like, walk through, like – he's like,
"I think scenes works."
Yeah, he's like
– sounds very theatrical.
"You guys need to walk through this dark corridor, like, and just to experience the dark, basically." And so we're like, "Okay." And so we do, and she's like – the wife is like, I'm scared. I can't do it." And, like, she would make the husband, like, turn on, like, a flashlight, and it would just ruin the whole immersion. I don't know. It was just annoying.
They should vet people before allowing them to go through.
No, because
stand in this dark room for a while and see if you freak out, because you're not ruining everybody else's day.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't like make us do it. The point wasn't really to freak us out, but it was just like, why are you a paranormal investigator if you're afraid of the dark?
Yeah. Like, that kind of goes hand in hand.
You can't find ghosts in the light.
She also...
Every haunted thing I've ever seen has always been in the dark.
She also claimed that her children were psychic mediums to the tour guide. And when she said...
Psychic smalls at that point.
When she said that, I was like, you should not have children.
What's a psychic large, then?
Real psychics. Like, real psychics. Real psychics that are also very big.
But, in terms of, like, scary stuff besides that, there was one part in the very... On the fourth floor, when me and Andrew were just talking to the guide, where we were, like, talking, and that's where he kind of admitted, like, part of his stuff was theatrics. Like, he did a show with dowling rods, basically. Where he, like, pretended there was a ghost, like, in this room, and he's, like, made it answer questions with dowling rods.
Horrifying back in the day when people thought those were real. How much that if those were real and you're sitting here like, I'm trying to find water. Nope, that's just a bunch of ghosts. Better try again. Like, they can't do both.
Those two things should be separate.
Flowing water or ghosts. What am I going to find today?
But he was like, yeah, that part was like kind of. That was not part of the tour officially for a reason. But then he was like, oh, I've seen all this stuff. I've seen like. Black orbs up here. I've seen this one guy come out of a room and like take me by the hand, and he like had like a Victorian outfit on, and then he disappeared. And then
thought he was gonna have one of those what was it? There's a ghost thing that happened in France somewhere where somebody was taken to gardens and they saw like they were like transported back in time and saw like that lady that got her head cut off or whatever.
Oh, Marie Antoinette.
Yeah. There's a whole ghost story about that.
What?
I was hoping that would have been great.
Wait, I think he did say something about Marie Antoinette. I'm not kidding.
She was never in West Virginia.
I know.
Never.
Oh, another.
Never made the trip.
You can probably guess like the types of people that are tour guides for this thing, like middle of nowhere, West Virginia. It's like. Anybody
they were the best actor in their high school. I don't think they're
even actors. They're like really into like spooky stuff. Like the have you seen the movie Hellraiser?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen it at least once.
Never seen it.
The guy who plays Pinhead, his name is Doug Bradley. Mm-hmm. He's basically like friends of Clive Barker, the author of Hellraiser. So that's how he got in the movie, I'm pretty sure. But
I thought he was theatrically trained. I thought he went to like some fancy school.
I think he did, but I don't think he ever made it. But he just played Hellraiser like and then moved to Pittsburgh. Oh, he's probably pretty close to you guys. He like married.
Pittsburgh's really
kind of
far.
Right? Pennsylvania's kind of huge.
Pennsylvania is deceptively large.
But they were like just so excited that he at one point had visited the asylum and got a private tour.
And I was going to ask him, can you do a private tour so that other people aren't screwing up your experience?
That's what like the, a lot of like the either famous YouTubers who are ghost hunters or like ghost adventurers or like the shows have like been to this place and they just basically book a private tour and bring all their film equipment.
I was going to say, can you just be like, hey, can you just let me in and then you all leave? I'll just do my own thing.
I don't think they would let you do that. But they would probably have it just be one tour guide.
See, the problem with it being bought out means you can't do the stuff that we used to do, which is just go there.
Just go into things,
Just find a way in through a window. Or
just gorilla film it.
Been broken.
Yes. Allegedly.
But also...
Hey, one of the places I went didn't have any walls, so I think that was fine.
I did like the tour guide aspect because, like, we learned a lot about the history. And, like, it's, like, helpful to know where certain ghosts would be. And, like, he definitely... believed in some stuff, and so it was helpful to have like him be like, this is where you're gonna get stuff, like just check out this area.
Plus also having a historical aspect of it does keep it from, you know, getting bulldozed at one point.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's what I've always tried to do on Dark Realm, but then like sometimes the hosts that are my co-hosts are less into dates and stuff, and I'm like, listen, it's important.
But yeah, do you guys have any other questions?
Did anybody see spirit lights or like the orb things?
The crazy couple kept saying they did, and everybody was like, no.
There's orbs everywhere. You're like, there's dust everywhere.
Be like, it's dark right now, so if you saw light, we would see light.
Yeah. I don't think I could believe orbs as ghosts.
Yeah, no, I don't think
full body maybe.
We didn't see any orbs.
Any shadows moving in a way that didn't make sense?
Like I did say, when we were up on the fourth floor, and basically had our eyes like completely in the dark for like a long time just talking to the tour guide, yeah. I did see a shadow move behind me. Like, or like out of the corner of my eye across the door frame. And then I was like, guys, let's go look at that.
Yeah.
And there were apparently shadow figures in that hallway all the time. And then we got out and then we kept seeing like this light flicker on this pillar for like forever. But I basically concluded that that was just like our eyes being tricked by like the low light and like the constant, mm-hmm. like dilation of our pupils.
But
I think the shadow figure might have been real. Who knows? Something definitely, because there wasn't any light that was in the doorway, so something definitely walked across or something came across, I thought.
Yeah. Mm. I can see how you can question it, though. Like the perception plus like the story that you're getting while you're doing it could also manifest some kind of imagery that you're picking up.
Right. And then the tour guide did like trick us by having us look at like on the other hallway on the fourth floor, having us look at this tiny circle window. And he's like, stand this way. And like, he's like, do you see that person's like head bobbing in and out of the lower right corner? And I'm like, that's just our eyes adjusting to the freaking like difference between complete blackness and a tiny bit of light.
Yeah. And
that's like funny. Staring at a pin in the distance, basically, for five.
The fact that they're doing up close magic to you is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It's psychological magic. What's the scariest thing that did happen to you, though, while you were there? Would it be the shadow people or like anything?
Did
those other people ruin it?
That's why it was so good. Is the tour guide had like the screaming? I didn't really even recognize what it was until it happened. So or like until a couple minutes after it happened, and then me and Andrew were like, that did not sound like another tour guide. So like
yeah,
at first we were just like, oh, somebody's being crazy, but the part where we like walked out into the shadow to look at the shadow person, and then like we were like looking at the light on the wall. It was just me, Andrew, and the tour guide because everybody else had gone to do their own thing. Thank God. And so like at one point I was like, "This is stupid. Let me walk up there." And as I did, I like remembered all the stories he told me about that room. How he saw a giant black orb. How he saw like a person come out of the wall.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. What am I about to run into? But it was nothing.
You're like, just in case, I'm not going to walk into this room by myself.
Yeah. So that was probably the scariest. It wasn't really spooky after a while because you just kind of get used to like.
I'm in the dark.
Yeah.
I'm in a weird place. It's cold.
Yeah. But I will say the first time in the second floor, I left my flashlight with Andrew and tried to walk back on my own, and that was kind of spooky. Just like, it was like very fucking dark. Like you don't really realize how dark it was in there.
Is it like aggressively dark where you're yes. like, I don't know if I've ever stood for this long of a time in something so dark?
Yeah, well, on the fourth floor, definitely. On the second floor, not as much, but it was so different at first that I was like, dang, this is crazy.
What was supposed to be the most haunted floor?
Wait, you guys don't just sit in dark rooms?
Sometimes.
It's a me thing?
I sleep in dark rooms as I can.
Okay.
I spend 8 hours every day.
The fourth floor was supposed to be the most haunted, specifically the part where we saw the shadow figure. That's why I thought it could possibly be real, because that's where my tour guide said he saw the most stuff. It's not the most haunted in terms of history, though. That's the weird. There's like almost no history for that floor. It's just supposed to be like staff quarters. Like all the history is like the second and third floors where like people got stabbed and murdered and stuff.
Maybe ghosts are like heat. They rise.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're cold, though.
Yeah, it's because
they're all in the basement.
The heat makes them rise, and then they lose all the heat, and that's where they settle.
They're lava lamps?
Yes.
Ghosts are lava lamps. They go to the basement, they get heated up by the broiler, and then they rise to the top until they cool back down.
You know, this is my new canon. Like, this is my new theory that ghosts are lava lamps.
Did you guys bring any, like, ghost hunting equipment stuff?
I brought two, basically, walkie-talkies from the 80s. They were basically just FM transmitter and receivers. And I tried to, like, get them to interact with that. We brought a camera. Nothing really besides that stuff.
I was going to say, I'm like, did you try to do any...
we did do an EVP session. I don't think we caught anything.
No, you can go through it later?
No, Andrew did, but I don't think we heard anything.
EVP is always interesting.
Responsive.
Well, I mean, that depends on how your ear is when it comes to that. Because me and Jared went out with family of mine one time and did something like that. And my uncle was like, listen, you can hear it say this. And we're like, there's no words.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, like, we heard something one time where he was like, all right, so this is nothing. And we're like, that sounds more like something than the things you're saying sounds like something.
I don't know if you know what you're talking about.
have you heard English before? Because that's not it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The first thing was a floorboard creaking. And us laughing in the background. Making
like,
fun
that
of
was
you.
Literally us. Like we like I recognized our voices.
There was like
were you guys talking? No, we were.
the whole time.
There was this like one guy who came up to me. He was dressed in kind of weird clothing and he was like, I didn't recognize him for any of the tour groups, but he like we talked for a couple minutes and then he went away and I never saw him again.
That's
no,
a ghost.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I was gonna say, I'm like, that's a ghost.
That's impressive.
I'm like, that should have been your lead off story.
Yeah, this is a weird guy. He was wearing like scrubs or something. He was like, hey, what are you guys up to?
Be like, oh, you like a fan? Is this like a convention for you? Be like, yeah, cosplay.
He really wanted to see my underwear. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh man.
He kept saying it was chocolate pudding day.
What is the movie? What is the ghost movie where they're renovating like an old asylum? Everybody dies. That's how I always wanted it to be.
Everybody died in silence.
Final destination.
No, but like extra scary. No, they don't do that. No, they
just,
don't.
No, I'm just kidding.
It'd be interesting. They're on a tour of a ghost thing, asylum thing, and it collapses. They're like, oh no, don't go in there. And then ghosts start dragging them in.
But yeah, the at about 4:30, the guide was like, oh, you two are cool to us. And then he met up with the other tour guides and we like went down with a small group of people to like
super private tour
to parts.
You got
of
the VIP experience?
No, we did. And he had to basically like harass the supervisor to let him have the keys to the lowest because they were specifically not allowed to get down there.
We're going to the basement. That's where all the ghosts settle.
So what you're saying is, if you go there, be cool, so that they'll give you the extra tour.
Yeah, definitely.
Really get your how? What was the basement like? Like, if, especially since other people that have gone haven't gotten to go in there.
There were two parts. There was one part where they used to give private tours, and where Doug Bradley apparently was like, "What the bloody hell was that?" to like some something in the. But That's, I think, where they took the patients after the lobotomy. And then we went to two more buildings, which were just like security offices, I guess. But they were like completely even less finished than all the rooms we had been in. And the guide was like, yeah, this is what the whole hotel used to look like. Basically, like, think of like a severely abandoned warehouse where like the floor, the ceiling is crumbling, the floor is crumbling.
You're like, I might catch something if I don't put a mask on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
that's the reason that the guy from Ghost Hunters has to wear masks now, supposedly, is because he went into all these like dusty, dirty buildings and screwed up his lungs.
He also screamed the whole time. Hey. He was yelling at things.
So ghosts were directly like punching him in the lungs.
Oh man, that's how they get you. They attack your lungs.
Did you get to go to the morgue?
I don't think there was a morgue. Right. Oh, maybe there was, but no, we didn't go to it. I don't think we were allowed in the medical wing. and then like one other
that's
place.
That's where like the that's stuff definitely where would the be.
Ghost would be.
That's actually, I think that's where the private tour was. The medical wing. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay,
I don't know.
Oh, okay,
you got to pay extra to go to the extra spooky part.
It was such a big building. Like,
how affordable was this?
Like, $100 a person. Definitely affordable.
That's vaguely affordable. That's
I think
if you really, really want to go see
I think
ghosts.
It's $100. I think you're getting basically a 5 to 6 hour tour plus 4 hours of like freedom in an abandoned building. I think that's a
$100 for staying at a hotel you don't get to sleep at is kind of. I guess that's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, I can see,
also,
you know,
probably want to buy a hotel, though, because then you get out at 5 a.m. and you're exhausted and.
Yeah,
you don't want to
sleep the whole morning before that.
How far do you have to drive to get here from where you are?
I think it was about 3.5 hours for us.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be like if we went to the asylum here.
No, it's in Philly.
It's in Philly?
It just depends on the day of traffic.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it could
determine how long
it could take 3.5 hours.
It's anywhere from an hour and a half to 4 hours, maybe five.
Yeah, yeah.
It's different.
And 3 of those 4 hours will be spent on the same highway.
Yeah. Stopped
looking at the same bridge.
That's the city we're closer to.
Yeah, gotcha. We're
Pittsburgh's
to
on the other side. We're on the non-hillbilly side.
I've driven through Bethlehem on my way to Toronto, so I know about the Lehigh Valley and whatnot.
Yeah. That is home base.
Gotcha.
We're the Valley folk.
We are the Valley folk. That makes it sound more redneck than the redneck area.
What? I mean, we are also directly connected to the that trail.
Which?
Appalachian Trail.
Appalachian Trail?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it is. So am I. Yeah.
Yeah, we could just walk to each other someday.
Yeah, we should.
It just take 3 or 4 days.
A very long hike, and we're like, hey.
Hey, the Appalachian Trail is supposed to be haunted, too.
It's supposed to be very haunted. From
really?
Yeah.
With what? With like hikers that were like kidnapped
murdered?
And raped?
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, people that listen, were killed, but also like
I knew a guy that walked crazy that and he spirits. Knew a couple that got murdered by another guy he knew when he was walking the trail. Because like if you're there all the whole time, like those people become like it's a community sort of. Because he walked the whole thing.
Yeah, you get crazy mountain people after a while that just keep doing it. But yeah, there's also like just supposed to be like just spirits. Like spirits.
Oh, cool.
Like evil spirits that like
oh,
they
really?
Weren't humans.
Oh, wow.
They're like these are just different things.
Demonic or just benevolent or both?
He doesn't watch ghosts.
No, because for some reason I got on Ghost TikTok and I have no idea how I got on it, but I was on it.
That's amazing. They're skinwalkers.
So there's definitely skinwalkers because everything is a skinwalker. so yeah, like there's the videos that I saw, they were not nice ghosts, and they were
gotcha.
they were supposed to be all throughout Appalachian Trail.
So yeah, why don't you give me a reason to go do this now, Jared? Now I'm gonna have to.
We're gonna have to hike.
Be there for like 9 years because I'm tubby.
You know what? I was gonna say yeah. Let's lose some weight. Let's build up some endurance.
This is how we'll lose.
And
the
then
weight.
we will hike to GIF.
Wait, where does it end? It ends somewhere in like
Georgia, I think.
Yeah,
yeah. It goes really far down.
Gonna have to keep going. So aside from like, did your friend pick up anything different from you, or were you guys
so
all kind of like getting the same stuff?
He had an experience where we walked into this room where these two people were stabbed. And he said that within the first 5 minutes, his legs.
Nice. I was like, I thought I caught that, but then I was like, wait, he said nice.
Their legs, he said his legs locked up and, like he was about to like pass out.
Oh, wow. He got a physical reaction.
Is he a deep believer? Like
yes.
Like, believes it deep to his core.
I would say medium deep.
You know,
we
don't do this anymore. What is your level of belief in this?
I'm probably like a 25-30%. I mean, I think there's definitely stuff out there, but I don't think any of it was on the tour, except for maybe the screams. But like I don't think it doesn't exist, but I do think a lot of things people say are made up or embellished or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I'm going to actively wait till a ghost touches me to find
gotcha,
out.
Gotcha.
And I'm on the, it would be cool.
Would it be?
It would be cool.
Would it be?
It would be cool.
To become a ghost? Because it doesn't sound like they're having a good time.
I don't know. We don't know. We see them.
Some of them are.
Okay, if they're around all the time, they're really only the only time they show up is to fuck with people. If you have all eternity, you're literally just like, what are we going to do now? Okay, well, let them go. Let them go. We fucked with the last couple like 2 weeks ago.
We're going to not do anything for two straight weeks. We're going to fuck with one group of people.
Yeah, it's like...
And then stop again so nobody believes them.
You don't eat, you don't sleep, you don't do any of that. You're just watching people for the whole time, so you're going to start fucking with people. It's just how it is.
Or are you just mad because some doctor put a needle through your eyeball and cracked your skull open?
See, here's the thing. If you don't recover from your earthly injuries, that would suck. Like, if you're like, I'm still fucked up from that, that would suck. But if you were just like, come back as a ghost, and the
lobotomy thing is just sticking out of your head, you're like, he took it out.
That would be exactly be like, how did it get back in?
It froze. Why? There's a ghost version in me.
Yeah, so like that would suck. But
here's the thing, I don't understand how ghosts ever have clothes. Clothes can't be ghosts. All ghosts should be naked.
That's weird.
Polyester is spiritual.
Is it?
That's what it is.
If a ghost is wearing clothes, it's like manufacturing them with its mind.
Maybe it's just pure ectoplasm that's formed into clothes. Maybe that's what it should be. More ghosts should be naked.
Did anybody else give you any like good stories while you're like, did you talk to the other members of the groups?
Yeah, so
other than the weird people.
The weird people were like, oh, do you guys get anything after the first floor? And we're like, nah, not really. And they're like, oh yeah, we got a whole bunch of shit. And so like that's how they were the whole night, basically like pretending they got like millions of interactions.
Yeah. So you're like, we saw a shadow, and they're like, we got picked up by a ghost. Like, what?
They walk down a hallway past you and like, this house is clean. And you're like, shut up. That's a movie quote.
They were more like, oh, he said this on the spirit box. This is what that means, and stuff like that. And I'm like, you guys are just, it means nothing.
Do you ever watch BuzzFeed Unsolved? Because they use the spirit box a lot, and I always laugh at the guy who doesn't believe making fun of the other guy who does.
I have not. I will watch that, though. That sounds funny.
Yeah.
There's like a believer and a non-believer, and the one every time he's like, did you hear that? He said his name is Timothy. He's like, no, he didn't. I just heard gubber derber derber.
Maybe that's his name. Maybe his name is derber derber derber.
I would say the most anybody else ever expressed to us was when Doc was walking around and the other couple that was with us was like, yeah, we heard something over there.
Yeah. No one got like touched or anything.
The tour guide did talk about how he was running down a hallway with a group and he got like decked from behind.
Why was he running?
I don't know. Probably someone in the group that was like, stop running. I didn't have the right shoes.
But he like showed us a picture of his back, which had like a visible mark from being decked. And then like he said when it happened, his whole tour group like freaked out and ran like back to the stairs, basically.
It's like, thanks. You immediately, I would have been like, if I was that tour guide and like something happened to me like that and everyone ran away and I had to go rejoin them, I'd be like, you're my least favorite tour group for all time.
You guys left me alone to be murdered by a ghost that I told you were here.
I would go up to the next floor and be like, yeah, some shit happened here. Figure it out yourself.
This is the room where the maniacs revolted and attacked all of the staff. He gets knocked to the ground. They book it. You're like, I could have died. They're getting their revenge on me. I shouldn't have worn a doctor's outfit today. Wear costumes?
No, they were just dressed like normal, but normal for them is like weird. Like,
like, it was normal, but like for weird people.
Like, think of a weird person. Like, that's how they normally dress.
Our tour guide had a fedora.
Nice. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, please tell me he at some point said, "M'lady."
He did not.
Oh. I have multiple outfits that have Ouija boards on them. I would go there and I'd be like, look, just spirit talk to them through me.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. They didn't let you bring Ouija boards. That was like a strict no-no for some reason. I'd get
kicked out just based off clothing. I was like,
you're wearing one right now, aren't you?
I've got like three shirts that
I have. Oh, no, that was the pizza one.
this Ouija board stuff on it.
There's a little bit of Ouija board stuff on it, but I mean, it's yeah, it's man. Kind of leading.
Just bring one on and be like, just touch me.
I think they would be that okay would be with clothing, but they were not okay with like.
They can't tell
equipment.
You. To, they can't tell you to take your clothes off. That's, like, that's very illegal.
You can bring any kind of ghost hunting equipment you want, except that thing Parker Brothers makes. Don't bring toys. Bring cameras and all this other crap. Because how different is a spirit box technically than a Ouija board?
I agree. Andrew does not
it's
like
the electronics. It's the fact that it costs money.
It's because of the Zozo demon.
It's the opposite. It's the opposite of a Secret Santa. There's a minimum, not like a maximum that you go over. They're
no,
like,
it's like
you know,
it's
ghost
like
hunting equipment has to cost more than $5.
They hate analog. It's all you have to have digital equipment only.
I think
well, that's what ghosts need. Ghosts need the energy, don't they? Isn't that like a
yeah.
theory?
Yeah,
the Ouija boards are supposed to work.
They take it from our batteries. Oh, that's another thing. One of my batteries died.
Really? Was it brand new or was it had it been there?
It was brand new. So
oh, that's.
That's
I was gonna say
weird.
We have a lot of cameras, and the one time I put a battery into my camera that I had just taken off the charger, and it was dead because batteries suck.
Right.
Well, one time we were at a movie premiere, and Jared had all of the SD cards locked for no reason.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna start blaming it on ghosts. It wasn't me. It was the ghost.
It was a haunted movie theater. It was a super old movie theater.
It wasn't like a chargeable battery. It was like a what are they called? It's like the battery you put in a smoke detector.
Okay.
Oh, like a 9-volt.
A 9-volt battery. And it had it was recently out of the package. So.
Oh, so it's either you got a defective battery, which is very low chance,
or you're running on 9-volt batteries.
It was the old walkie-talkies from the 90s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Those
now.
Were 9-volt. Yeah.
So Ghost was trying to
where'd
talk you through
get,
the walkie-talkie
where did you
and zap
get 90s walkie-talkies?
My grandfather's house. I stole them. Happen? Or not stole them. He died. So I claimed them as my
you
own.
You claimed them. Okay. Yeah, you tomb raided.
Probably like 7 or 8 years ago, and I haven't used them. And then I was like, oh, these would be perfect for this. So I got
I mean,
them
yeah,
out.
Radio waves.
Yeah.
Should just do like there's so many other alternatives. I'm just on this whole thing that it's funny that they don't let Ouija boards. I'm like thinking of all the other alternatives that I know how to do.
Yeah. Well,
like,
I think
you
it's
could just
more
do spirit writing, which is again the same thing, but maybe more personal. Which I try to teach my kids, and they freaked out about.
I think it's more like oh, Ouija boards have like a demonic connotation to them, so
it's a kid's
they
toy.
They don't want you to invite demons into the place where people were killed.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I'm 90% sure that the reason every Ouija board tells you to die is because that's what everybody thinks it's going to do. And I think that there's like a science or something that I remember hearing.
How does it work? Is like, does the thing, how does it like glide
it's supposed,
on the.
I thought
so
it was supposed
if it's not
to be
someone
like
cheating, it's, yeah, there's micro like movements that people will move mm-hmm. and it's based off like some
it's
subconscious
like a subconscious
thoughts.
Thing. Because
which is why
it
answers your questions the way you want them answered,
they
but then
did
everybody
a test.
Devolves into I die.
Yeah, they did it. They did a test where they gave someone a regular Ouija board, and then they blindfolded them, put their hands on the thing.
Didn't move.
But when they blindfolded them, they took the Ouija board out and put another Ouija board that all the letters and stuff were in a different place, and the people it pointed to just gibberish at that point.
Gotcha. Nice.
I've never seen that. That sounds yeah. great. But I know that's the same way that spirit writing works because it's something I used to do as a kid.
Yeah. It's all just your subconscious. The human brain is super powerful.
Yeah.
Like that's what makes believing in ghosts difficult because it's like the human brain is constantly trying to fill things in. So
what was that?
That
sorry.
Was creepy.
Somebody just sent me a video of a snake.
Okay, that was creepy though.
That was very spooky.
But like the human brain, like it's constantly trying to like fill in empty space. So like if you're in the dark and it has
especially
empty space,
in the dark, that's why people see stuff in the dark.
It wants to put something there. It's like there needs to be something there.
Have you ever done the thing where you go and you stare in a mirror in the dark where it's like you're barely visible and watch your face morph?
Yeah,
it's supposed to be terrifying.
Yeah, I
wasn't asking you.
Oh, okay, fine. Gifted you do it because my experience doesn't matter.
What was the question?
Stare into a mirror in the
have
dark.
Have you ever stared, like gone
morph?
Into like a oh! dark room and stared in a mirror and watch your face morph?
I've not done that. I have done like the Bloody Mary stuff, but I should do
I mean,
that.
I think that that's part of what it does. But if you go and you into a dark-ish room where you could barely see and you stare just at yourself long enough, your brain, for whatever reason, can't handle that and will start to change things on you.
Well, it's like if you look at a picture of two people side by side and you don't look at either of them, like you just look in the middle of them, it'll start morphing their faces and they'll just get weirder and weirder and weirder.
Never done that.
Yeah. But no, the Bloody Mary thing is actually how I ended up staring in a mirror in the dark for a really long time, because I didn't do it. I just sat in there for a while and then just looked in the mirror, and then I was like, this is getting weird. And then I exited the room.
Oh, that sounds like a good... I should tell my fraternity to haze pledges that way. Just make them stand in a dark room and...
And just stare into a mirror for like an hour.
Just bring ghosts into it. Just start scaring everybody with monsters and stuff. Be like, hey, go in there. Someone died in there. And then just lock them in for the night.
Yeah. And just say, be like, you're not going to get in unless you just never take your eyes off that mirror. We'll know.
Oh, it's like BM. Have you played that game? What's it called? BMG or SCP-173.
No, there's a game for SCPs, though, because yeah. I'm going to have to find it.
Look it up. SCP-173, there's the one, it's the monster that, like, every time you blink, it, like, gets closer to you.
So, oh, I was telling that about nightmare. You. It's, yeah, Jared knows of it as, like, the angels from Doctor Who, but it's essentially the same thing.
Yeah, fucking nightmare. Swear to God.
But, yeah, the game involves, like, using your space bar to, like, blink at strategic moments, basically, and running away.
That's kind of great.
I'm definitely going to have to find that, because that sounds fun.
Just Google SCP-173 right now, and you'll see what the monster looks like. It's pretty weird looking.
No, I did that. I know this story. I mean, Jared doesn't, I guess, but I know the story of this one, and it's fun, and how it like multiplies and stuff. SCPs are like great. We did a couple of them, I think,
yeah,
on the show at
one
point.
Yeah, you guys did a few.
Are you guys into video games?
Yeah, especially spooky ones.
Have you played Control yet?
No.
Apparently that has like some sort of SCP storyline, so I probably want to play it soon.
Nice. As far as like spooky games goes, mostly it's Dead by Daylight for me, or the Friday the 13th.
I wouldn't even say Control is spooky. It's more of like an action adventure game, but like it takes place in like a secure, contain, protect facility, basically.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
That's federal, what SCP stands for. Federal Bureau of Control.
Sure. I'll believe everybody. Due to the fact that I don't follow any of this stuff, I'm just here because I'm the producer and I needed a second body in the seat.
Yeah,
I don't Matt's follow any of this.
Because you killed him, maybe.
Don't ask questions. We'll see if I'm going to repeat. Don't ask questions.
I always feel lonely when the other chains are empty.
Yeah. Well, do you guys have any other questions about Spooky Place?
Is this the first place you've gone ghost hunting at? Or
no. We basically try and do a ghost hunt every year. I went to this lake in Virginia called Brayley Pond. Okay, it's more of a pond, but there was apparently a murder there and ghost sightings. And we didn't have any luck at it with it, but Andrew's brother, which is unironically what we call him. We just call him Andrew's brother as a joke, but his real name is Ryan. He said
you ruined it.
Nah, it's Andrew's brother. If we meet him, he's Andrew's brother.
No, they're good. So he said he was fishing there. He it's like 2 hours away, but he went fishing there a couple times, and he said there was like a fog, like coming out of the lake as in like a shape of a person, and it like was moving towards him, and there was like ripples on the water, basically.
That's very Shades of awesome. Death.
Yeah, but that's not what happens with Shades of Death. That fog is the whole lake, and then lights pop up out of it.
Yeah.
There's some science.
Then we went to Antietam Battlefield, which
that
is
sounds cool.
In Those Maryland, good. Which is the most bloody battlefield from the Civil War. Yeah. And it was like the spookiest night ever, like raging thunderstorms.
Oh, that's perfect.
But I think we all got a little too drunk and then got, like, freaked out when we got to the actual battlefield. Like, we left right away because I was not trying to catch a federal trespassing charge.
Oh yeah, I guess that's more dangerous.
Like we have Gettysburg here, and Gettysburg has a whole bunch of like tours and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can do tours.
Oh, really? You can do a ghost tour.
Yeah,
you can do a ghost tour of a lot of things here. You can do Gettysburg. There's Penn State has its own ghost tour.
We're the Northeast. We have more ghosts than everybody else. Yeah, because we've that's how we've longer. Made up things.
Yeah.
We have best ghosts.
Yeah, best ghosts up here.
No, we have a place we're going to go to soon because for some reason, somehow, me, Jared, and Matt have all been to this place, but somehow never together.
Yeah.
So we keep planning it, but we have to figure out how or when we're going to have time.
We have like a lot of work that we do now.
There's
like,
literally a road that's near us called Shades of Death Road. And depending on which legend you go with, it was either mosquitoes, which is a New Jersey problem, or the hundreds of murders that have happened there, including, which is still my favorite, and I bring it up every time I talk about it, a lady murdered her husband and buried his body on one side of the road and the head on the other side of
the road. Me, I just had to worry about all the Klan activity.
I mean, that is a thing there.
It made me not happy when I found that out.
There's also a bunch of
They started with the ghosts. And then when we got there, they were like, oh, yeah, just so you know, there's also a really big Klan presence around here. And I was like, I'm brown. This isn't good.
I don't know if that really is true because there's one house there and it's owned by the police officer who guards the sign so people don't steal it. Yeah. And I think it's different now. I think it's a long pole that just says it on it. From the pictures I've recently seen of it.
So are you saying we have to steal the whole pole now?
Yeah. I'm just going to get one made. It's one of the most stolen signs in America where it was a 10-foot pole for a while with the street sign on the top, or maybe it was taller.
Didn't it also have like spikes around it?
No. It had, I think they put barbed wire around it at one point, but it was inside of a sharpened box. Like the edges of the box were sharp and it was inside
of it. Did somebody still get it?
Yeah.
People will always find a way to steal that
sign. We should steal it. We should just cut off the actual like base.
I think that's
the
whole pole. I think that's what they did. That's the reason why a police officer lives in that house.
At least that's the story I always heard. Yeah. I don't know if that's actually the person that lives
No
there,
one knows. No one knows.
It's a road where like if you get caught, you're probably getting in trouble, but it's also probably because a whole bunch of kids will go there and do 90 around the corners there.
Yeah.
It's sharp turns.
I was in a bad
mood
when I did 90 around that corner because of a bunch of drunk people.
Listen, I think that the reason people forget about the corners is because of the ghosts.
Maybe.
No, this road has literally like if you have a ghost story you can think of, it happened there.
Yeah.
There's a lady in white ghost story. There's a black truck that if you're speeding will ram you off the road story there.
There's a phantom hitchhiker.
That's a lady in white.
There's a
haunted lake called Spirit Lake where a bunch of spirit lights will rise up out of it. Yeah. Apparently there's a science for that one.
Yeah.
But that's something that does happen. And there's fairy holes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's possibly something to do with Native American burial ground because that always gets added because it's right next to Jenny Jump Forest, which is another ghost haunted place.
Yeah. It's a crazy road. If you ever find yourself up here, maybe we'll do a crossover.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. No, I'd love to go to that place.
Yeah. We got to figure something out. We got to put this together. We are one network. We got to make it happen.
Oh, man.
But yeah. I think we can wrap it up there.
Cool.
That was fun. It was fun hearing about ghost hunting. I always want to do it. And then at the same time, I'm like, I'm probably too much of an asshole.
The one time we did it, we were both assholes.
Honestly.
That is true.
I don't think
the two times that I did it, I was.
You could be worse than the couple that was there.
I would be worse in the opposite way, where I wouldn't be like, I'm being possessed right now. I'd be like, you're not being possessed right now. I'll just tell them they're not.
Be like, if I smack you right now, if you were possessed, you wouldn't even feel it.
Like, you know what? If you're possessed right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tie you down. These are holy chains. And they've been blessed by a priest. So I'm going to tie you up with these. The ghost will stay inside you. And then just start, like, waterboarding them.
This is holy water also.
Like, you still haunt it? Yeah. I don't believe you. Then I go to jail for torture. Like those priests that killed that lady.
You're not the CIA. You can't get away with that.
Giff, where can everybody find you?
I am at the Chungus Cast on every social media except Instagram, where I'm at the GIF _.
Yes.
And he's Jared, also, where he's can also, they find you?
He's also on I'm also on runrunnerspodcastnetwork.com.
Yeah.
Runrunnerspodcastnetwork.com.
Yeah, where can they find me? On the Rum Runners Podcast Network.
On
all the shows, at least a little bit.
You can talk to Jared on Instagram and Facebook, though. On Instagram, he's I Am The Jared.
Yeah, I am.
And on Facebook, he's Rum Runners.
Yep, at Rum Runners.
At Rum Runners.
At Rum Runners, that is me.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Usually.
You can find the Dark Rum Podcast on Twitter and Instagram at Dark Rum Podcast.
Yes.
And if you have any spooky ghost stories that you want to tell, you can email us at darkrumstories@gmail.com. Also, you can find us and all the shows like Chungus Cast at rumrunnerspodcastnetwork.com. That's where all our shows are, including the Rum Runners and all the other ones, because I don't want to list them right now because I always forget what they are.
And there's a lot now.
If you want to join, you can go there and join. Go for it.
There's the Lehigh Valley Food. You have to watch this. Infinite Universe, Narwhal's Nightmares, Rum Runners, Dark Rum, Talk Shonen, Senpai. I never had to say that one.
Senpai Kohai.
Senpai Kohai. Then there's the fitness guy, Jack's Fitness or something.
Fit Talk with Nick.
Fit Talk with Nick, yeah.
That's and that, fine.
I think that's it.
You're that's better it. Than me. Yeah. I'm going to have to get that pre-recorded.
And the Chungus Cast.
And the Chungus Cast, of course. But yeah, you can listen to all of those there. And you can also check out our magazine, our digital magazine, the Indie Podcast Magazine. If you'd like to join the network or be because I like punching stuff. Don't ask questions. If you want to join the network or if you want to be in that magazine, we have very affordable, advertising options in there. You can go on rumrunnerspodcastnetwork.com on the bottom. There is a contact form. Fill that out and we'll get back to you.
Bye.
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 Sweet.